Trust is a very important thing, but we also need to have fundamentally sound commercial relationships within the industry. The change that's been brought about by the legislation that passed back in December is quite profound. It's unfortunately it is complex to work through, and that hasn't been assisted by the way in which the legislation's been drafted. So it's taken us a deal of time to understand the legislation and to pull our thoughts together. I think to try and meet with growers ahead of yesterday, when we still had all this uncertainty as to how the Act was intended to work and how things might be structured, would have been premature. So I think yesterday was a starting point, and I'd describe the tone of the meeting is constructive and positive.
We'll come back to some of the things that were raised in that meeting, but I just want to stay on this relationship question for a moment, because it has been a very bitter process pitting millers against growers, both diametrically opposed leading up to that legislation that went through Parliament last year. How do you now come to the table to find some form of middle ground to see a way through?
Well, I think if you go back and understand the intent of, firstly, of Wilmar's withdrawal from the marketing system that had previously been in place, our intent was to improve returns both for growers and for Wilmar.
It wasn't a grab for power?
Absolutely not. Wilmar has a global footprint in sugar. It is has an intricate knowledge of the global sugar trade. And we saw the ability there to improve returns for both parties to the industry through Wilmar leveraging the strength of its global footprint in sugar trading. Now, as we know, the outcome of the events over the last year and a half has culminated in the passage of legislation. We've now turned our attention to how we can comply with the Act, which does require grower choice, but also to do that in a commercially responsible and robust manner.
How do you feel knowing that politicians, certainly here in Queensland, do not like what you had on the table?
Well, I really don't know how well politicians fully understood the proposition that Wilmar put forward, but really the legislation is now in place, and it's our job to come to terms with that legislation, and that's where we find ourselves now. We've been working through the implications of it, working through the various contractual arrangements that will need to exist. Obviously, there have always been contractual arrangements between mills and growers through what's called the cane supply agreement. But we now have arrangements that will be required between milling companies and GUI marketing entities. And we'll also have, there'll also be the need for growers to have commercial arrangements with GUI marketing companies. So,
but millers have always had to have agreements with marketers anyway. You've always had raw sugar supply agreements. There's not really any change there, is there?
Well, the arrangements are going to be different, and previously there'd only been one. So we now have the prospect of multiple GEI marketers. The Act doesn't prescribe that there only be one in QSL or the milling company itself. There's the potential for any number of GEI marketing entities, and we need to make sure that our commercial agreements can fit all comers.
You haven't put a contract on the table to growers yet, John Pratt. It's 5 months after that legislation was passed. Wilmar is a big corporate machine. I'm sure you've had plenty of lawyers going over what it could mean and potential drafts. Why isn't there a contract on the table right now?
We can fully understand why everyone would like it to be a simple matter, and for us very quickly to be able to put in place or table arrangements to work in the new environment. But I can assure you that working through those various relationships hasn't been a simple matter. It's far from simple and quick and easy. On the we would describe it as complicated and time-consuming. It's certainly not in our interest to delay and frustrate because we fundamentally agree with growers. We have a symbiotic relationship, and there's nothing to be gained from us frustrating them in this process.
Okay, so let's break it down. John Pratt is with you from Wilmar. What you're negotiating at the moment, or trying to come to negotiations about, is the cane supply agreement. That is between growers themselves, or the grower collectives, and Wilmar. You say there's no agreement on the table as yet. You've started the discussions, but then negotiations won't come until you actually present a contract to growers. This is still some months away and still lacking a lot of certainty. What are these complex issues you speak of, John Pratt?
We've put a line in the sand in terms of the 30th of June to table the framework and agreements. And beyond that, as you say, we'll begin the negotiation process with the individual grower collectives.
So you're saying now and the end of June, they're not negotiations?
No, that's correct. I mean, what we had yesterday were without prejudice discussions. That was agreed by both parties. There are a number of suggestions that we've agreed to go away from yesterday's meeting and take on board and give consideration to. In the end, we need to come up with agreements that are, as I said, commercially robust and will work in all circumstances.
This is going to drag out for some time, and growers, they want certainty. They want to be able to take advantage of the high prices that there are for sugar at the moment. They want to be able to forward price. Are you dragging the chain here?
Well, as I said, there is nothing for Wilmar to be gained from dragging the chain in and frustrating the ability of growers to forward price. But we do need to be careful. The landscape fundamentally changed with the passage of the legislation back in December. And previously, when we'd offered a temporary forward pricing instrument, Wilmar had certainty as to the quantity of sugar that it would be marketing. Now, that landscape fundamentally changed. We don't have that certainty. And Wilmar doesn't want to take on the risk of having forward pricing commitments without a link to the supply of or direction of physical sugar that underpins that arrangement. And we also think it'd be quite unfair to ask growers to enter into, even if they said, oh, happy for Wilmar to market the sugar, to ask them to enter into a forward pricing arrangement before they really know the full terms of the cane supply contract and the other related terms. We think it'd be quite unfair, and I think I've said previously, it could be construed as unconscionable conduct. So we certainly don't want to expose either ourselves or the growers to that risk.
So, John Pratt, how will this work in practice? Would a grower in his or her cane supply agreement have to nominate on signing that agreement who they want to market their grower economic interest sugar?
Yes, that's how we envisage that. Unless it's otherwise agreed, the Act requires there to be a sugar marketing term, so a grower would make a nomination as to the amount of their exposure or GEI sugar that they wish to have marketed by a particular GEI marketer.
And then you need to have a supply agreement between Wilmar and that potential GEI marketer.
Yes, that's correct.
John Pratt, what terms is Wilmar going to be prepared to offer to secure the marketing rights for that grower economic interest sugar?
Well, Wilmar has already communicated with its growers the types of things we see being in our commercial package.
Like what?
We're saying that our growers will have the ability to have a suite of forward pricing products. We've also said that Wilmar will offer a very competitive physical premiums, and there's the potential there for fixed price physical premium offering. We've also said that we're prepared to be innovative and look for different ways of providing advances to growers, so providing the opportunity to accelerate cash through having cash on delivery style payments, as well as a prepayment against cane to be supplied in a season. So we're looking to be innovative, we're looking to be as competitive as we can, and indeed we want to put a very compelling offer to our growers to select Wilmar as their GEI marketer.
And if it is the most competitive offer, then you will have achieved what you wanted to do, which was to be able to market all sugar that you produce effectively.
Yeah, well, obviously that's, you know, over the passage of time, we would hope that Wilmar can attract higher and higher tonnages, you know, towards Wilmar as a GEI marketing entity.
So then isn't the legislation a good thing for the fact that it does provide that extra competition in the marketplace and requires Wilmar to be the most competitive against the likes of, say, QSL?
Well, our view in coming up with the initial proposal was that through leveraging Wilmar's global footprint, we could extract the maximum premiums from the global market and pass them through to growers in their entirety. So this wasn't a matter of Wilmar taking a cut, putting it in its back pocket at the detriment of our growers. We saw potential for both of us to gain. Because what you must remember, ultimately, we're selling to the same customers. There's a relatively small number of refining customers, principally in Asia. That's who we're selling to. And we saw the ability for Wilmar to leverage its global footprint and get the best price out of those customers. Competition is a different concept, you can put forward an argument there's a risk of competing away those premiums and lowering returns. But anyway, be it, you know, it is what it is. We're required to offer a competitive choice. We'll be doing that, and what we'll be concentrating on is making our offer as compelling as it possibly can be.
And is Wilmar acting in the best of faith with these negotiations, or are you hoping that if you can't come to an agreement, it forces arbitration, you can go back to the federal government and claim that this legislation in Queensland isn't working, and it further reinforces your case for some form of government intervention in this overall dispute?
Well, as I said, the business of a cane grower and the business of Wilmar are just symbiotically related. We need growers to be viable in order for us to have a viable business. As we've said previously on many occasions, growers have a range of choices. They have choice as to how they use their land. And the last thing we want to see is growers moving to other crops because they've become disenfranchised or disenchanted with growing cane and the returns they're getting from sugar.
So, John Pratt, does that mean you want agreement, not arbitration?
No, we want to reach agreement. I don't think we certainly don't want to end up in a place where we're going to arbitration to solve our matters. We've made our point very clear on this, that we think arbitration is very dangerous. We think it's far better for the parties to a commercial transaction to sort it out between themselves.